I'm at a drug treatment clinic in Greensboro, North Carolina, waiting to attend a meeting of the Urban Survivors Union of North Carolina.
All right.
The USU is an organized group of drug users who advocate for changes in public health and criminal justice policies.
In the legislature, you know, get to know your local drug user union, because I would say most people in North Carolina don't have any clue what a drug user union does, what it means. I mean, I have people call me for drugs. Like, they're like, well, can I?
Five people are gathered around a wide table beneath a whiteboard scribbled over with inspirational words of encouragement. The founder is a woman named Louise Vincent. She explains the union to the newcomers.
We're a national drug user union, so we're not just like little nothing here in Greensboro. We've got chapters in Seattle, and we've got chapters in San Francisco. And we just got funded. So we just got $35,000 for 2 years of funding from Syringe Access Fund to do syringe exchange advocacy work. We've got a couple other funders. See, the deal is we have chapters in Seattle. Seattle's like our flagship chapter. They started the stuff. And they've been really wonderful to us by bringing us in and helping us. But they're, I mean, you got to figure, they're the radical of the radical. USU is like the most radical drug user union, like left wing, like, let us have drugs, you know. So they forget that they've had syringe exchange since 1988. And we don't have, it's not legal here. So that we so we are way behind the times. So we come here every week, and this is supposed to be a positive change.
Over the past 10 years, heroin use has increased throughout the country, following decades of rising opioid painkiller use. The New York Times recently reported that since 2003, heroin-related deaths have risen in every county in the United States, with the Southeast as the most affected region. In North Carolina, rates of heroin use have quadrupled just in the last 5 years. Working with other advocacy groups and lobbyists, the union meets with state and federal legislators to push public health policies that could help drug users' lives. They also do direct service with people who use drugs, such as help with finding treatment and getting other needed services. Union members also distribute naloxone, which is a drug that reverses an overdose from heroin, morphine, or opioid painkillers like OxyContin. In the counties where the union does outreach, rates of overdose deaths are up to 4 times the national average. The union's work is an example of a harm reduction program. The philosophy of harm reduction is to reduce the damage from drug use, sex work, and other controversial activities without telling people to stop doing them. Harm reduction encompasses a variety of community-based programs, including needle exchanges. A needle exchange offers clean syringes to people who use injection drugs, often in exchange for used syringes. Since they started in 2013, a top priority for the union has been to advocate for legalizing syringe exchanges in North Carolina. Today at the meeting, they discuss advocacy strategies.
So I think that'd be, if ever there was a good time to have drug user union, like, out, you know, out doing stuff, Now is the time. Have you ever heard of Photo Voice? Okay, it's an advocacy project where you give everybody a camera. You, like, give them, like, a like how stigma affects your life, and they go take pictures about how that, like, stigma relates to their life. And then they all come back in with a photographer, and then you create, like, a storyline with everybody's pictures. And I thought we could do a really cool one as syringe exchange, you know, fighting for syringe exchange. And I think it would be good for legislators and stuff like that, because a lot of times they meet us, and I don't think we affect them very much. You know, we're not like cute puppies or, you know, we're people, and we're people that we look like we've been through struggle a lot of times. And I don't think they feel a lot of compassion. You know what I mean? Instead of seeing us like something we've created or something we've done, I think that can be more impactful. And I've actually looked at some of them online. And some of them are really fucking awesome.
I met up with Louise at her home in Greensboro. It's a brick duplex on a quiet, leafy street. The walls are covered with posters, mostly of rock and roll icons from the 70s. Louise sits on her couch below 2 portraits of Jim Morrison, flanking a giant painting of Buddha. In 2013, after she completed her master's degree in public health, Louise was invited to join the national board of the Urban Survivors Union. She started the North Carolina chapter soon after, thereby establishing the first drug user union in the South. Louise was recently named the national director of the Urban Survivors Union. She tells me how they got started.
The city of Seattle, we're going to defund the People's Harm Reduction Alliance, which is the largest peer-run syringe exchange in the United States. And so they came together and they were fighting, against, a lot of policies. And apparently they were pretty rough. You know, they were like storming offices and protesting. And, they took on this sort of, we're proud to be drug users. We don't want to be treated this way anymore. And so they took on lots of advocacy stuff next to their exchange. So Seattle USU just really took us on as a broke group that needed help. I had been running North Carolina Syringe Access in Greensboro for 10 years, sort of quietly, an underground syringe exchange with no funding, lots of pats on the back of how wonderful I was, but not established in any kind of way. When I got in trouble for doing it, nobody really had my back. It was just sort of me alone fighting the world, and that's not a good place to be. You need some brothers and sisters ready to advocate with you. And so right now it's about building people up, do community organizing, really get people educated and involved in their own democratic process. And so we're really excited about, what it can be, and we hope to scale it across the nation and have USU mean something, that you've got a user union that is active and that, the public health will need to listen. I mean, I felt so isolated here for so long before I was part of the union. That's what it really does for me. Is it opens up this whole world of people, of support for people like myself who want to make a difference. I am not the one doing something illegal. I mean, the people that are doing something illegal are the people that are ignoring this, that know exactly what's going on, and they are not taking action. This is what I would consider a public health emergency. And if they don't want to listen to me, then maybe they'll listen to a union.
Crazy.
Back at the union meeting, a new person enters the room.
Hey there.
He takes a seat.
Oh, hey.
Louise and a woman named Kat, who co-coordinates the union, explain the group to him.
So really what this group is designed to be is an any positive change group. So what we usually do, and we'll do it when she gets back, is I just talk about like what my goals for the week are or whatever, and then we work on advocacy stuff. My goal last week was to have one day that I didn't, 2 days
that
I didn't
use. Yeah, we can do that when everybody gets
that I didn't use any drugs, and I fucking failed it miserably. So,
yeah, that's good. You tried two, let's not do two, try one.
Yeah, so I mean, that's really what it's about. This is about that I believe, and harm reduction believes, that people need support.
Right.
And AA and NA require you to be all in or nothing. Or you might as well use and die.
Right.
And we don't believe that.
Right.
We believe that, drug use trajectories can go, back and forth, in and out, but right. We need support. So this is a support group where there's zero judgment, right. That's it.
See, this is actually awesome, man, because I've been looking for something like this.
It's not like NA.
Yeah, just like a support.
Just something, because everybody needs some.
Before I attended the Urban Survivors Union meeting, I was familiar with their harm reduction advocacy work, but I was surprised by how they operate as a truly non-judgmental support group for each other as they seek to define their own versions of recovery from addiction. This is what I find so interesting about them. I wonder how their personal goals contribute to larger changes in their lives and in their advocacy work. Back at her apartment, I ask Louise about this, and she tells me about her own journey into harm reduction.
I had found out about harm reduction about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. It was the first, and I was in NA and AA at the time, and it was the first time I had ever seen or heard people talking this way. And
talking what way?
In a different way about addiction, that wasn't black and white, that wasn't this all or nothing, and that there was all of these acceptable places you could be besides completely well or completely sick. And I was really confused about how I felt about all of it, because my recovery told me that all of that was very dangerous. And I just didn't know how I felt about it, to be honest. I wasn't sure where I was with all of it. I had been told one thing, and this was challenging everything I'd ever been told.
Interested in learning more about harm reduction, Louise won a grant to work in Atlanta at a needle exchange. The exchange was located in a very poor neighborhood with high rates of drug use. Louise was overwhelmed by the compassion and kindness of the people who ran the exchange.
It solidified everything within me that harm reduction was the way, It was the right way. It was truly what we should be doing. And that's all I needed to see. It changed my entire life. It changed my views. It changed everything. You know, all of this stuff that I was so worried about, it didn't matter. I was so caught up in my own time. You know, I had relapsed at a certain point and I had lost some time that I had, you know, not
time sober.
Time sober. And I was devastated about it. And I was harming myself behind it. It's so complicated to talk about. Just in that if you think that you're completely sick because you've taken a Xanax or you've had a drink and you think that you've lost everything when you've not lost anything, that's a really difficult mind fuck. And when I started viewing my own addiction and my own sickness and my own struggles in a different way, it gave me compassion for myself and it gave me the freedom to deal with my addiction in a way that made sense for me. Changed the way I thought about everything, and I went back to school, I got a master's degree, and I was determined that I was gonna create something in North Carolina so people wouldn't have to go through that battle alone. And so my goal was to make sure that that was there for people. And now it's 10 years later and we're sort of there for people, you know? We're still not as big as I'd want to be. But if somebody looks up harm reduction in Greensboro, they will find me and they'll find our group. So that's something. I don't know. That's all I know right now.
Since the USU was established in 2013, Louise and other union members have distributed naloxone to hundreds of people for free. To date, they've received 764 reports of people successfully reversing overdoses with the naloxone from USU. In the last year, USU members also exchanged over 420,000 clean syringes with over 2,000 drug users across the state. But this work hasn't been without struggle. Traditional public health institutions, such as health departments and treatment centers, haven't always embraced the USU's harm reduction philosophy. Even some community-based organizations hold them at arm's length.
Our systems are broken, and I don't think that what I'm doing is enough, but we've got to start somewhere with repairing people's lives and encouraging people to repair their life without breaking them down to nothing. If anybody would stop and listen without judgment to most of these people's stories, there's more horror and disaster and sadness from the time they're born. I mean, and we can't muster any compassion for that. So most of what I do is telling them they're not powerless, to realize that they have value, that they do have power over their choices, that it's not all or nothing, it's not completely black or white, that they can get help while they're actively using. You can figure out what works for you as far as a recovery. And it can be your recovery and it can be your life. Because ultimately, it is.
I think so. What we got. The USU meeting is coming to a close. Louise lets everyone know what the group has coming up.
Well, we'll probably do next week. We'll probably have a hepatitis C and overdose training here, which is just going to be a quick training about how to reverse an overdose on your friend, or and how to teach other people how to reverse overdoses, and how to prevent hepatitis C and all of that. And then, so we'll have all the supplies. And so at the end of the thing next week, we can give everybody supplies too. Mm. We're planning to have a Learn About Your Drug User Union Day coming up. So we're going to have some advocacy meetings for getting harm reduction passed. So yeah. It's exciting. I mean, I think this is what other states and other places have. And I really think it'll make a huge difference.
Yes.
So,
I think it's awesome what you're doing.
Well, I'm really glad everybody came, man.
Back at Louise's house, we sit across from a framed sketch of Jim Morrison's epitaph. A friend of hers went to his grave in Paris and put a large piece of paper over his tombstone, etching out the words in charcoal pencil. It's in Greek, and I ask her what it means. She's not sure, so we look it up.
All right, it means... it literally means to his own demons, and I think he said to his own demons be true, and then literally it means true to his own spirit. There you go.
And it's Jim Morrison's.
Get that gun out of my face. Yeah. Yes, it's Jim Morrison's.
For Scalawag Magazine, I'm Kat Bodden. You tell them they don't